Hallelujah. 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 The Lord, the word of God says, if you, Father God, say, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. I give myself away. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I belong to you, Lord. Oh, I give myself away so you can use me. Take, here I stand. Here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart. Take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away, oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own, to you I belong. Give myself, I give myself to you. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give myself away. Oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, God, I give myself away so you can use me. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to dwell in your presence. That's where I long to be. Lord, I want to bask in your spirit. That's where I long to be. We'll say that again. Lord, I want to dwell in your presence, 'cause that's where I long to be. Lord, I want to bask in your spirit. That's where I long to be. I give you permission to live in my heart. Lord, I surrender every part to be in your presence. Is all that I ask. That's where I long to be. Lord, I want, hallelujah, to know you in your power. That's where I long to be. Lord, I want to live with you forever. That's where I long to be. I give you permission to live in my heart. Lord, I surrender every part to be in your presence. Is all that I ask. That's where I long to be. I give you permission to live in my heart. Lord, I surrender every part to be in your presence. It's all that I ask. That's where I long to be. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ms. Lavla. Thank you.
Yes, take it away. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, family. My name is Minister Janice Robinson, and I am your host for this morning. I thank you, Minister Brenda, for for your for greeting us this morning. I thank you, Minister Roslyn, for being our psalmist and having a bit of trouble here getting cooperation with my Kindle. We'll go on. I'm Minister Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Paula Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. Here, all messages have been archived as well as the speaker's bios. Our theme for the year 2022 is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Brenda was, a psalmist, such as Minister Reisman, or a host, such as myself, or you share a word from the Lord, or you may have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa will contact you. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. We invite you to join us. What brought us together was the phenomenal company First called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following the call, Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life product. That number is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. To avoid any charges that your phone carrier may charge, you can dial the bypass number, which is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Tuesday, which is Presidential Tuesday, and there will be information presented about garments or about the company or about ways you can make yourself stronger in your business. Please tune in. There are three things that I want to tell you about our speaker, and then after I tell you that, I'm going to pray, and the next voice you will hear after me will be none other than that of our speaker of the morning. Our speaker of the morning is Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We know Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, excuse me, to be someone who is a gifted minister. She is someone who founded and served as the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. And she is someone who has traveled internationally, ministering the practical and prophetic word of God with Gathering of the Eagles Ministries along with teaching weekly classes and her gathering of the Eagles Bible Institute. And tonight will be an opportunity for you to hear once again from this prolific teacher as she leads her weekly class on, as she leads her weekly session on. On Clubhouse. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, first thanking you for who you are, Lord, and who you are in our lives, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your keeping the same power, Lord. We ask that you allow your servant, Lord, to bring forth the message that you have for us today, that you will open our ears so that we may hear. Open our eyes, Lord, so we can see beyond what is being said and into the vision that is being presented. Lord, we ask you to bless the servant, Lord. Use her as you see fit, even if it means using her up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Janice. Love and appreciate you for hosting our call today with the love of the Lord in your heart. And we just appreciate all you do, even serving yesterday on the morning motivational call. So we just thank you for allowing the Lord to use you. Good morning to my Master's Call family. A big shout out of thanks to our Mississippi Queen, our dear Minister Brenda Terrell, for greeting and seating us with the shout-outs as we came on the line, and to our minstrel, our worshiper in song, Minister Roslyn, there in Bowie. That's what I'm trying to get out, Bowie, Maryland. Thank you for that time of anointed worship in song. And I see my co-founder on the line, a shout out of love to Dr. Pacola Roberts. We thank God for her and all that she has meant to us here at the TMC and to the body of Christ. Well, I tell you, hopefully most of you all had a blessed, safe July 4th celebration yesterday, where it was the birthday of America. She turned 246 years old, and I did read the history of the 4th of July, so hopefully many of you all were on yesterday on the morning motivational call to hear that. But my biggest prayer was that we had a safe time yesterday, and we are praying for all of those families affected in Highland Park, of Highland Park, Illinois, right outside Chicago, a very middle to upscale, predominantly Jewish community, and this young 22-year-old man to take again a combat weapon and mow down many people and just wreak havoc on the lives of so many families. This is over 300 shootings, and we're just in July. Mass shootings here in the United States. So we have a lot to pray for in the midst of our celebration with this experiment that we call democracy. So we are so grateful for each and every one of you. As I scroll up and down the board, I want to welcome some of our newer first-time listeners, as well as our senior visitors and members of the Master's Call. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. As I was before the Lord asking him what did he want to speak in this time and this season, because there are so many things that we as believers have to pray for, he brought back a saying to me that wherever there is progress, it will require a process, and most of the time that process is filled with a degree of pain, from a mother carrying a child to giving childbirth to birthing a ministry. There's ups and downs, even though we're doing the will of God, to starting back when kids will go back to school. There's usually a little rumbles before we settle into a progressive schedule. And over the times when we go through things, there should be a level of growth in us. And so my title for my message today, and I want you to hear me by the Spirit of the Lord this morning, is From Old to Gold. We're all a work in progress. From old, so we all said, I'm not old, just listen by the Spirit of the Lord. From old to gold, a work in progress. On our journey today, we see the word old as seasoned. Many of you all have been in the body of Christ, have confessed Christ as your Lord and Savior for many, many years, and old meaning matured, routine. Another definition was habitual, including young youth to senior saints with the experiences as the key that we've gone through experiences. Yesterday, Sunday, we baptized five little ones. And ranging from the ages 5 to, I think, 9 was the oldest, and then it was an older mother we were happy to have. But I thought about it because they had been very active in all the activities with their little Easter Christmas speech, VBS, Vacation Bible School, and all wanted to be baptized. Their grandmother, who had been bringing them to church for years, she transitioned on us earlier this year, and when I was looking at those babies standing in front of me, I knew Carol was smiling down from heaven that her labor had not been in vain. And these are young saints, but some of us 30, 40, 50, 60 and above, we're older saints. And that's my message, from old to gold, work in progress. And God gave me a couple of acronyms for old, meaning obtaining lessons daily. We've been through some things, obtaining lessons daily, or original lessons daily. We've had some original, and I call them life lessons, that we have daily. Again, the correct definition, according to the Webster Meridian Online Dictionary, is old, having lived for a long time, no longer young, belonging only or chiefly to the past. Another word, definition was former or previous. And again, the synonyms were aged or senior or advanced in years. So what does old mean spiritually? What does old mean spiritually? So glad you asked. The signification of old age is the putting off of a former state and the putting on of a new one. Putting off of a former state and the putting on of a new one. Also, newness of life. And then that old to gold, we think of gold. What is gold? It's a yellow precious metal, the chemical element of atomic number 79, usually especially valued for use in jewelry and decoration and to guarantee the value of currencies. It also is defined as a deep, lustrous yellow or yellow-brown color. But what does gold means spiritually? Well, gold spiritually means the color of wealth, success, and status. The color gold is the color of success, achievement, and triumph at the uttermost level. This is a color which is associated with higher ideals, greater wisdom, understanding, and enlightenment. It inspires knowledge spiritually and a deep understanding of the self and the soul. Well, how is gold formed in the earth? Well, during the formation of earth, molten iron sank to its very center to make the core. And this took with it the vast majority of the planet's precious metal, such as gold and platinum. And we know when we hear platinum, platinum president, royal platinum, we know that's the top. Well, in fact, there are enough precious metals at the core to cover the entire surface of the earth with a 4-meter thick layer. So how is this gold formed in the earth crust? Well, veins of gold, such as this one trapped in quartz and granite, may deposit when the high pressure water in which they were dissolved suddenly vaporizes during an earthquake. And scientists have long known that veins of gold are formed by mineral deposition from hot fluids flowing through cracks deep in the earth. In other words, it is a process. All this morning, from old to gold, we all are work in progress, from seasoned to sacred, from the seasoned sakes to the sacred, from the experiences to expertise, from a simple message and mission to a massive movement. How about from possibilities to fulfilling purpose? I remember on our journey today, the word old is we're seasoned, we're matured. We've got this routine down. So what are some principles of purpose when we talk about that process of all these experiences turning us to a status of gold? Experiences, especially our repetitive old experiences, should elevate us to greater knowledge and wisdom. What do you mean by that? Well, here's a question. Are we learning the right lessons as we are this work in progress? Are you still seeing the glass half empty instead of the possibilities of the glass half full? Are you taking even those hiccups from hell and learning and asking God for the heavenly insight so that as we're growing old, we're learning the right lessons? My daddy used to say one of the most dangerous creatures is an old fool. And then he said, if you really want to get dangerous, let it be an old educated fool, since he was a college professor. Because some of us have experiences and don't even learn the right lessons. Secondly, are we growing in grace, that unmerited favor, grace for others? Are we quick to be part of the cancel culture? Are we quick to not give people room for stumbling before they walk or run? Some of the most judgmental, mean-spirited, critical folks are the saints who have grown old but bitter. Are we, look in the mirror, do a checkup from the neck up. Are we growing in grace in our process, having patience with others? Here's another question. Are we becoming more seasoned with grace and mercy with time? Hopefully, if you struggled with anger when you were a teenager, you're not sitting up here 45, 50, 60 years old and people just look at you and you're like, what you looking at? All kinds of anger and attitude coming out of us. I think a lot of us learned a lot about ourselves. We had a Holy Ghost litmus test through the pandemic when we were forced to sit still, when we were forced to self-evaluate. You know, my prayer every day, and I mean it, I've been praying it, and this morning I said, woo, it was a rough morning this morning. I'm reading the book of Haggai, and God was really revelating to me because I always pray and say, God, show me me. Yeah. Some of y'all ought to pray that. You'd be surprised what our daddy God will tell us. Show me me. And he was dealing with me about some better ways that Vanessa could have handled some things that, yeah, it may have been okay, but you're not okay. You have the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, all of heaven inside of you, and we can do better than that, Vanessa. But I heard the Holy Ghost speak to me, and I repented and asked for the instructions of where we go from here, because with time, our treasures should be fine-tuned. Come on now. Over time in our process, we should do better, first because we know better through time. We should be better because we've had the experience that should develop that expertise in us to shine brighter as believers, that the countenance of Christ through time ought to hit a high beam level if you are older, seasoned saint in the Lord. If you still on low beam, and some of us at the flashlight ministry, we got to do better because the time that we've been around the things of God, we should see some fruit, that we've walked by faith through time after time. Yes, his mercies are new every morning. Yes, he will dust us off and prop us up again to try it again. But at some point, we ought to make the devil at least use a new strategy, a new trick. He shouldn't be able to come at us the same way, and we still are falling for it. Why? Because our flesh hasn't been crucified. Our feelings are still more important than walking by faith over this season of time. Are we becoming more seasoned? Then that fourth question is, are we turning around to help? Are we mentoring others by sharing with others our experiences? Are we mentoring any golden nuggets of wisdom to others? I've challenged believers, especially on my class on these Tuesday nights, is if you're not mentoring anybody, if you're not pouring back into anybody, I'm not talking about just your children, but if you're not sharing what you've experienced as you've grown older over time, yes, the transparency of the good, the bad, the ugly, we need to first repent because God admonishes us to turn around and pour into others. It's a reason Jesus took on the 12 to show them a better way. As Paul poured into Timothy, as Elijah poured into Elisha, as Naomi poured into Ruth, come on, there ought to be someone in your circle of influences that you're mentoring, that you're pouring into over time and longevity, and you are showing them your strengths. That's good, but also the weaknesses, when you missed it, when you could have handled it better. As I've been doing School of Prophets, wow, since like 1999, and I have always been in front of them that I'm going to share with you what I've learned, but I'm also share with you when I missed it and when I've, quote, been that eagle-eyed prophet, because you don't grow and become seasoned, and that process doesn't help if all I'm going to show you is the good stuff. All same manner. Oh, me. See, with experience, habitual behavior, longevity, hopefully we're going from old to gold. Make sure we're headed from old to gold, not just old to cold. Are we getting more on fire for God every day? Being perfected like God. Perfected means matured. Our best example was Joseph. But from family folks being thrown in the pit. And then when he thought he was rescued and it was starting to turn around in the palace with Potiphar, you go always have holy haters because she had a cougar spirit and he didn't want to do it because he really loved God. Now, Lord, I did it for you and now I'm in the prison. As you're on that process, are we learning the right lessons of integrity, of the test of time, of the trials that do test our faith? Will we still speak the truth in love? But he kept on doing the righteous thing and became the prime minister, second in charge of all of the kingdom. So are we letting the process perfect us as we're going from old to perfected goal? We want to go from old to goal by becoming, as a work in progress, bolder witnesses for Christ every day, each year, from reserved to radical. Oh, we have our example of Saul to Paul. Paul speaking and mentoring Timothy to stay bold as he was growing old. Oh, this morning, from old to gold, a work in progress. We all are a work in progress, but God desires that we have real progress, moving in the right godly direction according to God's word, real by developing a consistent prayer life. We grow seasoned as seasoned saints, as old hats, as experienced strategic frontline prayer warriors by day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. We may lose some battles, but we won't lose the war if we don't grow weary in well-doing. Stay dedicated with the prayer life. All we got to when we develop a real consistent lifestyle of daily Bible study, studying on his word, meditating on his word, knowing the word for ourselves, and then obeying it. You know, the prophetic insight God gave me, mainly two words of that whole prophetic word was immediate obedience. Immediate obedience. Isaiah 1, 19 verse says, if you're willing, get that attitude right, and obedient, you'll eat the fat of the land. So how does that happen as I close? You're going to spend the quality time just in sincere worship to our God. And remember that praises talk about him, but worship talks to him. Talk to your Father this morning. Help him help you by being surrendered to go as you've been in the things of God 5, 10, 20, 30 years. We're going from old to gold, and we are his work in progress, from season to sacred, from experiences to expertise. From this simple message and mission to a massive movement. Every possibility he gives us will fulfill purpose as we go from old to gold. His work in progress. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Janice.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that awesome word that you brought before us this morning, going from old to gold. I'd like to now pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you for the word that was brought before us, Lord. Let that word feed in our hearts, Lord. Let our eyes see the vision of it, Lord. Let our ears hear it and feast on it, Lord, until we make it a part of ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we thank you for those that are among us, Lord, that have had victories this week. We thank you for the victories, Lord. We thank you also for the healing power that you have represented in the lives of those that have been sick among us, Lord. We thank you for the comfort that you have given those who are mourning among us, Lord. And we thank you for your wisdom and your virtue that you offer your children each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. To hear the playback of this message, dial 712-432-1085, with the PIN being 957-677-POUND. We again invite you to join the morning motivational call with the number being 667-770-1525 and the PIN being 294-617. 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. Thank you so much, Ms. Rosalyn, for our time of worship and song. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. Thank you, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with a benediction?
Thank you, woman of God. Oh, Father, we thank you for all you're doing in us, all you're doing for us, but utmost, God, what you're doing through us. For your glory and our good. While we're on the potter's wheel, going through our process, let us learn the right lessons, God. Let us be yielded and surrendered to you with a truly yes, Lord, on our hearts. And we thank you that as we marinate on this word, as we chew on this word, that we have a job to do for you, and we're growing every day in grace. We thank you that we will fulfill purpose. We will walk in a level of expertise. We will let this training let us use the tools in our arsenal from the word. Let us be a bright light wherever we go. And as you give us the faith, and as you focus us to be firm in our will to serve you, as we leave this call, but never, ever, ever your presence, Spirit of the living God, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, have an absolutely awesome day, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Be blessed. Bye-bye.